live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of stuff going on today. It's a very busy day. I am back here live on the air with a lot to talk about. The Raw show from last night, which is the final show before the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view with, as noted on the show, three main events. How do you have three main events? Well, you have three cell matches, and you say they're all main events, but only one of them is going on last. Which one will it be? It is not decided as of this point, but there's a lot of discussion about the women, about the Kevin Owens-Seth Rollins match. I would be very surprised if Roman Reigns and Rusev went on last. It's not impossible. We did just see a SmackDown pay-per-view with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt going on last. Anything can happen in WWE, as they say, but it's either going to be the women or it's going to be the World Heavyweight title match, the Universal title match. So we can talk about that as well as all of Raw. If you have thoughts on Raw, you're welcome to contact us here today. Text message line 425-780-7566, and you can call us toll-free at 844-411-5411. Also, the whole story with Flow Sports. Flow Sports is getting into the independent wrestling streaming business. We're going to talk about that later on in the program with Jeremy Botter. This was his brainchild in a lot of ways. Jeremy's going to be on the show in the final segment to talk about everything he wanted to know about Flow Sports. He'll be on to talk the story with Dave Meltzer as well in the next day or so. Best wishes to Dave, whose mother suffered a stroke. There is information on that on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And we shall be back in just a moment with Mike Sempervivi to talk all of the news, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news today, including last night's Raw. And this, on Monday, Flow Sports and WWN Live announced a deal that will make Flow Sports the exclusive source for streaming Evolve Wrestling. And this is the key here, for those of you that are complaining that we've been talking about Flow Sports, a myriad of other independent wrestling promotions, many of which have not been announced yet. Deal calls for Flow Sports to take over worldwide exclusive live streaming rights for WWN Live, in addition to hosting their on-demand event library dating back to 2003. The events will be available. $20 a month subscription with a deeper discount for a one-year commitment. It's available on both Apple TV and Roku. They're going to be streaming groups 60 shows annually. FIP, Shine, WWN Super Show, Dragon Gate, and more to be announced. And for the $20 per month, or I believe if you sign up for a year, it's $12.95, but you will be getting 60 independent events every single year. So if you're a fan of independent wrestling, this is great news for you, and there's more to come. Mike, what do you make of this story?
It could end up being a big deal now, couldn't it? They already have all of the WWN Live stuff all now in one spot and running live. And I know people have had problems in the past. I've certainly had problems with some of the WWN shows, especially the bigger Evolve shows and Super shows and things like that. You know, their problems have been well noted. When it comes to the Flow side of things, I have only seen amateur wrestling events on Flow and never had a problem at all. So if somebody's looking for a positive there when it comes to the WWN stuff, I can say for certain, at least in my experiences, never had a problem at all when it comes to Flow Sports. So hopefully that still is going to be the same. And we'll just have to play it by ear. You know, the biggest one everybody wants on there is PWG because of their events four times a year, whatever it is. Most certainly the Battle of Los Angeles weekend. That's not going to be on there. We have New Japan World, which has been all in on their own service. Now, I know they're not exactly happy with it, but I would assume that they're going to stick with their thing for a while, so they probably wouldn't be a part of it. So that leaves a lot of other groups, though, and leaves a lot of other possibilities, and they're going to need to make it as shiny as possible because you are asking people to now spend another $12.99 to $20 a month for more wrestling when there's so many other individual streams out there that fit individual niches. They're asking you to purchase a bunch of niches, spend a little bit more, support this, and get a lot more and a lot more live programming for a lot less money. So the business plan seems to be good for now. We'll just have to see who they add because that's really going to be the thing that drives the interest.
We'll talk about this more in the final segment with Jeremy Botter. If you have questions about Flow Sports, you can text those to me, 425-780-7566. Raw was last night. It was the go-home show for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. And a lot of people didn't like the show. There was some stuff on the show that was so hilariously bad that I, as Brian Alvarez, considered it a positive. It was a negative, But I laughed uproariously. This Brock Lesnar segment with Paul Heyman. Now, if you have not watched Raw yet, and you normally watch it on Hulu, I have a task for you. I want you to watch it for me, and I want you to report back. Because the impression that I have been given is that it is very likely that you are magically going to hear Goldberg chants on the Hulu version of this show. Now, somebody that watched it live, and I still have it on my DVR, I could tell you that there were no Goldberg chants during that segment. There was a very light chant at the very, very end. Maybe 5% of the crowd chanted for Goldberg. And as soon as Paul Heyman tried to claim that that 5% was actually 50%, the fans then hijacked the segment with chants of Goldberg sucks. And as I talked about last night on Observer Radio, Vince McMahon flipped out. Could not believe these fans. How dare they chant for Goldberg in Brock Lesnar's hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he pulled the plug on the whole segment, and that was the end of that. Which, of course, raises a lot of interesting questions because this match is taking place in Toronto. Brock Lesnar, a dual Canadian citizen. Goldberg hated in Canada for ending the career of Bret Hart.
He's a dual Canadian citizen? What does that mean? He's both Quebec and and the rest of Canada?
Don't question me, Mike. That's beside the point.
Dual province or whatnot?
You know what the point of this is.
The point of this is...
If these numbskulls think that Goldberg is going to be cheered over Brock Lesnar in Toronto, they better not be shocked if that doesn't happen.
I can't believe... Why?
I'm sick of people being surprised about the obvious.
Why is the old man surprised about this? I mean, it is amazing. You can have the promo that you had Goldberg cut last week. You can hope that he gets cheered. But in 2016, when you're going into a place where you have made up specialized, localized shirts for the guy with the local team's colors on it, the team he went to the final cut of, after not playing football since high school. Yeah, the guy who went to college there and hails as a NCAA champion from there. You probably should have factored in there was a chance that he was going to be cheered and Goldberg's name would be booed. I mean, you should be able, I would think, to plan for those things at this point, considering it's happened so many times to you, and it's 2016, but obviously that's too much for Vince to handle, and it was way too much, but yeah, he's going to get booed. Goldberg is in Toronto. I would figure that he is, so I'm glad we've got the really awesome promo with the kid out of the way early, because I think it's probably all downhill from here, if for no other reason, except for news of this is going to get out, and fans are going to love having a field day beating up this show and beating up those guys the same way that the WrestleMania 20 crowd did.
Let me do a psychological analysis right here. I just read an article yesterday, in fact. They have done studies on lying, and they have found that the more you lie, the easier it is to lie. You become desensitized to the fact that you're telling a lie. And obviously, Vince McMahon, his whole business has been about telling lies forever. And so I think that maybe, I'm not a psychologist here, I think that maybe Vince has been lying for so long that he thought, you know, if we lie, all of these fans will just accept this lie. And that is exactly what happened, because when the fans weren't chanting Goldberg at all, Paul Heyman just kept acting like they were, which I think honestly made the whole thing worse. You know what's even more?
Cardi worked him into a shoot.
You know what's even more funny is I got a report from somebody that was in the building that said everybody was confused because we didn't know what WWE wanted us to chant. Now, first off, think about that. We've come to the point now where everyone's just playing along because they don't play along. They play along when they want to, I guess, and not when they don't want to. But, I mean, it wasn't patently obvious what they wanted when Paul Heyman did that promo saying, "You guys better not chant for Goldberg." I mean, really, everybody in the building was confused? Or maybe they just didn't want to chant for Goldberg.
Yeah.
This whole situation. And then, man, it's too bad there's a commercial coming up. Last night, Curtis Axel, also from Minneapolis.
That's well.
Okay, now listen.
Might as well be his birthday, too.
I rant and rave about 50-50 booking, and I think it's stupid. But, man, Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas beating him last night in his hometown. And here's what's even more weird about the whole thing. Not that any of this matters. I'm totally wasting my time right here. But they were confiscating Curtis Axel signs. Now, I talked about this last week. Curtis Axel, when he was beaten up by Bo Dallas last week, that was a babyface turn. So the idea was, in Minneapolis, Curtis Axel was going to be the babyface. Now, why they confiscated signs? I mean, the only thing I can come up with is they figured if there are Curtis Axel signs on television and he's cheered and we beat him, we'll look stupid. So let's get rid of these signs so maybe we then won't look stupid, but they still look stupid. I gotta go to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more.
Los Angeles. Shake that body, party. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Season 3 of the critically acclaimed shoot series, Back to the Territories with Jim Cornette, returns. Check out the Amarillo edition, starring Terry Funk. Join Cornette and Funk as they chronicle the territory trail blazed by Dory Sr. Hear what Terry and Dory Jr. did to keep it going after Sr.'s passing. Back to the Territories series by producers Kayfabe Commentaries is the definitive chronicling of the classic territories. Corny has already covered Florida, Indianapolis, Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic, and the AWA, Calgary, etc. in previous editions. Now you can check out Amarillo on DVD, on demand, and Casey downloads at shootinterviews.com. Up in the DeLorean and do the territories with Jim Cornette as your wheelman. I can only imagine Jim Cornette driving a DeLorean. Back to the territories, shootinterviews.com. Big question heading into the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is what match goes on last? Still no decision as of today. The Raw show is just promoting three Cell matches as a triple main event. And because they didn't flat out announce on television that Sasha and Charlotte was going on last, because I think if it is going on last, you should have promoted it as history this coming Sunday. I don't think it is. In fact, I think that it may even go on first, because I believe that they feel if it doesn't go on last and it doesn't go on first, if it goes on in the middle of the show, people may leave afterwards. But they're unlikely to leave if it goes on first because they miss almost all of the show.
What?
Yeah. Now, my feeling, they believe that, Mike, let's imagine for a second. Did you watch the Raw main event?
Yes.
Okay, nobody cared one bit about Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Jericho.
Well, maybe not.
So if you put the women in the semi-main, I mean, there may be people that leave. It's Boston. They may see Sasha's cage match and then get out of there to beat traffic.
Man, I don't know. Spend $60 on a ticket. I mean, it's really, it's putting it on Kevin Owens right there, isn't it?
That, I'm just telling you.
Oof.
Now, here's my theory. I think it's got to go on last because of Mick Foley's Facebook post that got published on every single wrestling website in the world and was tweeted all over the place about how they were going to be the main event. And then later he went in and he changed it. But he changed it after it had already gone all over the place.
Well.
So I think that if you don't put it on last, I think people are going to turn on the show because they're going to feel that the women got screwed. And they're going to ruin, they're going to hijack the rest of your show. I firmly believe that that is a possibility of happening.
I think you are giving Boston too much credit for being that short and ill-tempered if something like that were to happen. I think it obviously shows that they never know what they're doing as far as having a cohesive plan. I mean, if you think about it, when it came to the women, once Sasha beat Charlotte, Charlotte should have been doing everything devious and cowardly so she could get away with it, too, and be able to run away after it. But doing such devious things where we wanted to see this woman in the cage, where we didn't need Mick Foley giving us a promo that harkened back to the 90s. The problem being that none of it was believable. And as you watch these two brightly, you know, colored women, you know, Charlotte there, Sasha with her pink hair, as we've sleptwalked through this whole thing to get to this point, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. So I think it makes sense that they've pulled back on it. Jericho, for anything you want to say about, like, the heat, there's still far more oomph behind Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, and it makes more sense for that to be the main event than anything else on there, with the exception of Rusev finally killing Reigns and actually ascending out of the cage through the top of the cage, Magic 3 and divinely, and through the top of the building where he belongs. We love Rusev.
Rusev is the best babyface in the company. Let's go to the phone. Stay on topic here today. You are on the air.
How's it going? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, before I start, I want to wish my condolences and thoughts and prayers to Mr. Dave Meltzer and his mother and wish her the best of speedy recovery. Anyway, as far as Raw goes, I actually did like the show, but the one thing that I felt was kind of puzzling is what's going up with Sami Zayn? You know, it's like this whole deal with Braun Strowman. Obviously, it's leading up to a match, but I mean, what are they doing with him? Like,
Kenny, let me stop you for a second. I don't want to be a jerk, Kenny, but let me stop you. Are you seriously surprised? Or are you pretending to
not
be surprised?
Really.
Okay, well, then that's your answer. They don't see much in Sami Zayn, so he's feuding with Braun Strowman.
Yeah, but I mean, I watched that match that he and Kevin Owens had on Payback, and if you want to make a list of like what I feel is like the top 10 matches of the year, that has to be on that list. I mean, he put Kevin Owens over really strong in that match, and I just feel like that, you know, even if they don't have any confidence in him, They should not embarrass him like that. But then again, he is a white bread baby face.
Well, there's two things here, Kenny. I want to thank you very much for the call. Number one, they don't have a lot to do. They don't have a lot of plans for Sami Zayn. It was patently obvious by the fact that they're putting him in a feud with Braun Strowman. But you could argue, if you're talking about that Kevin Owens-Sami Zayn match being so great, that maybe, while they don't have any real plans for the guy, they respect his working ability, and that is why he is feuding with Braun Strowman. It helped teach this guy how to have good matches on the house shows. So you could look at it as a positive.
You need to do that. So a lot of people, you know, the Chris Benoit, Booker T, best of seven series for the U.S. title. I mean, what was that for? It was because they thought a lot of Booker T, and they had always seen a lot in Booker T. And it's just sometimes you have to do those things, and it does look like punishment, and many times it is punishment. I mean, Rick Rude and the Ultimate Warrior. How many guys could work with the Ultimate Warrior? Not many. Rick Rude could actually do that. So Rick Rude was summoned in both World Class and WWF to do that with the Ultimate Warrior. It's just sometimes you're going to have to do those things, and God knows after what we saw yesterday, maybe there's a possibility in the future we see Chris Jericho do that with Braun Strowman, which would be,
you know,
something special.
Rick Rude was so great. I've been watching him when he debuted in the NWA on the old TBS shows. And here's a guy that, holy smokes, what a physique this guy had. And if you watch a lot of stuff from the 80s, there were plenty of guys with awesome physiques, and they didn't need to do anything. They didn't need to do anything, and they didn't need to be any good. The Warlord, the Road Warriors, Hogan, I mean, Warrior, all of these guys. If you had a great physique, a lot of times that was more than enough. But Rick Rude had a fabulous physique, and he worked his ass off and became a great wrestler and a great promo, and he had a great physique. This man was awesome.
Yes, he was.
This person says, I was at Raw. The confusion, from what I could tell, was that they were trying to force Goldberg chance on a crowd that was clearly pro-Brock. The longer it went, the more defiant the crowd got, which eventually led to the loud Goldberg sucks chant at the end, at which point Vince gave up on the segment. It was so hilarious. I couldn't believe my eyes. I'd heard about it, and then I watched it. I was like, man, it just didn't do justice to how amazing it really was.
Still wasn't the high point of my comedy of the night. That is still reserved. I'm sorry. That's still reserved for Titus O'Neil.
Oh, and he leaped. Yeah, he's horrible.
Yeah, his job was to be pushed back by, they were standing outside the ring, be pushed by Mark Henry into the ring, so he would knock Epico off the top turnbuckle, crotch himself, and he falls into the ring. But Titus basically takes the shove and then gets himself seated up on the ring like he's just going to sit up. And as he does, then reaches his hand up to pull on the top rope, which causes Epico to fall down. It was extra bad. This was WCW late 2000 type of stuff there.
Person says, have you heard? Actually, no, Mike, you're wrong. What was late WCW stuff was the storyline where Brian Kendrick needs TJ Perkins to do a job for him.
That's right, yes.
In a wrestling
Buff Bagwell
match.
Yes.
Oh, dear God. Anyway, this person says, have you heard anything about the seemingly slow ticket sales for the Royal Rumble? They've been on sale for over a week, but there are tons of good seats that haven't moved. Of course there are tons of good seats. There's 60,000 seats.
Lord.
For the Royal Rumble.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but, 60,000 seats for the Royal Rumble?
You know what the Cruiserweight division needs now? And this is no offense to Kendrick, to Perkins, to anybody, but it needs, like, Grand Metalik right now. And WWE needs Grand Metalik right now. And the Royal Rumble will need Grand Metalik when it comes time. I know how bad they are with luchadors and mask guys and all that sort of stuff. They were handed Rey Mysterio. It was tough to screw it up with him. They need to create one, and they need to do it right now.
Hey, listen, I just saw Chavo Classic on Lucha Underground. Maybe he's free. He can sell some tickets to the Royal Rumble.
He could get some tickets on the way to the Royal Rumble, I'm sure, too.
A lot of people are going to be getting tickets on the way to the Royal Rumble. If you're in the area, you probably can pretty easily get into that Royal Rumble.
Just don't get the ones that Chavo might get on the way. Never mind.
This person here says, in 1971, the Grand Wizard after being asked about Miguel Feliciano's losing streak on a Boston radio show, said, quote, "A wrestler coming up in the business always has difficulty being successful in their hometown." And he says Vince still adheres to that principle 45 years later.
Wow. Grand Wizard Ernie Roth quote.
Wow. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of things that Vince does that he adheres to from 46 years ago.
Well,
I don't know if stuck in his ways is the best way to phrase it, but he is stuck in his ways. Back in a moment with Jeremy Botter. Apologize. I will do much better when he's on the air. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and Jeremy Botter is joining us here today. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Tell us about Flow Slam.
Man, I am so tired. I've been working on Flow Slam pretty much nonstop for 5 or 6 days at this point. But man, it's hard to not get excited about this, but you know what it might mean. I kind of just pitched it on a lark. Like, one night I was up here late one night with one of our VPs, and I was like, yeah,
why don't we do pro wrestling? You know, not thinking that anything would come of it because, I mean, Flow has always been Flow Sports. It's always been just sports. And so I just threw it out for fun. And he goes, is there wrestling outside of WWE? And I was like, seriously? So anyway, long story short, he asked me to write a proposal, a pitch, and have it on his desk the next week. And I called up Dave. When I need information, I call up Dave. And I asked him about it at first, and he was kind of cold on it at first. And then we started talking, and Dave started getting more excited. And he was a real big help. You know, he got a lot of my initial pitch and proposal that I put in front of these people, you know, in front of my bosses over here, Dave helped me with it enormously. And you know, and that was in May, man. You know, I didn't think anything was going to come of it. I thought it was just going to sit on the back burner. And then we hired a guy over here who has been an Observer subscriber for a long time. And he is in the rights acquisition department. And one day he just went to a meeting and said, we're doing pro wrestling. And that was it. Off and running.
Now, obviously the announcement yesterday, at this point, is very much based around WWN Live. But in the press release, and I know you've written about this, you guys are scouring the globe to add more. Is there any sort of time frame for announcements? People are very eager to see what else might be available.
You know what? I know they're eager, and man, trust me, I'm eager too, because this is kind of like my dream service. Like it's what I would want, you know, back when I was in college and, you know, trying to get my hands on tapes from Japan and places like that. Like, this is what I would want. And I know they're excited, man. I'm thrilled. I wake up every day, you know, wondering what the latest update is. But the truth is I don't really know. I don't have a good answer for you just because it's not my department. It's above my pay grade. But I will tell you that, you know, I mean, we're not shopping. We're not wrestling with WWN. They're going to be an amazing partner for us, but we are looking to expand this thing, you know, and my dream is to make this the place where you can find all wrestling that you can't find on the WWE network. I would love that. You know, it's not going to be fast. It's not an easy process, man. Let me tell you what, but I think we're going to get there at some point, man. I think we're going to have a service that people are very happy with. And I mean, honestly, like if you're an Evolve fan, and you watch, you know, two Evolve events a month, you're already saving money, $20 a month, you know. And I get this double the price of the WWE Network and all that stuff, but as we begin to add more and more content, as we begin to roll out our documentaries that are in pre-production, I think people will see that we've got a lot of cool stuff, even outside of just the live streams and the libraries.
Got a lot of questions here from the listeners. This person says, in regards to Flow Slam, will Flow Sports go film and do production for the events, or will the promotions need to get upgraded equipment, do their own production, and then it just streams through Flow Slam? How does this all work?
I believe it's a case-by-case basis. I can tell you that with WWN, they are handling their own production still. We will have a team of our production people on hand, but they mostly handle the stream, you know, that make sure the quality of the stream is good, the internet speed, things like that. In terms of the cameras and the lighting and stuff, that's all WWN still. But I mean, you know, in the future, it might change. Who knows?
This person here says, at the very beginning in the upcoming events, it listed Ring of Honor, and there was also a listing for WWE, which I believe has now been taken down. Any updates on that?
Yeah, so that honestly, like, here's the simple explanation, and people are going to have conspiracy theories no matter what I say, right? But the truth is, with all of our other sports, we have what are called coverage pages. And so if we have an event coming up, let's say UFC 205, right? You go to flowcombat.com, and you'll see one of those for UFC 205. It does not mean that we're streaming UFC 205, clearly, because the UFC would not appreciate that. It is simply a way to collect all of our coverage around a certain event. So any stories, any videos written around a certain event can be collated into that one place for easy access. And now, you know, that's the way I built this. You know, I mean, honestly, it's a one-man operation building the site out so far. It's the way I built the site out. I put in WWE events because we needed to add in some events. And then yesterday when I started getting feedback from people like, hey, do you guys have WWE? Do you guys have Ring of Honor? I was like, yeah. Maybe there's a little bit of confusion here, and so I took them down.
Now, as far as the Flow Sports organization itself, I think that this probably is the first time that a lot of people have heard about this, at least wrestling fans. But this company has been around a long time, And it has served a number of different markets, which, honest to God, a lot of them far more obscure than professional wrestling. I believe there's a marching competition that's on there this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Brian, and you would be shocked at the popularity of our name. That site just launched 2 months ago, and it's enormously popular. I was in marching band in high school, and I'm surprised. We really do. We look for those places where fans are not being serviced by major media and by ESPN, outlets like that. And we go in there, and we try to give them what they want, because that's how the company started. Mark and Martin Floriani, the two brothers, they were both collegiate track and wrestling athletes, and when they graduated, they couldn't keep up with their sports, and so they essentially bought a van and got in the van and would show up to these wrestling rooms and to these track and field events, and they would just film people and start putting stuff up. And that's how it started, because they wanted people like them to be able to keep up with the sport they love. And that's what we've done with all of our sports. We are obviously branching out, marching. I don't know if it's a sport. I don't know if, video gaming is a sport. I'm still trying to come to grips with all that. But, essentially what we're doing now is anything that's a live competition that people want to watch, we're going to look at that. And the way pro wrestling is, man, the WWE Network, for me, my fiance would probably delete it if she could from my Apple TV, because I use it all the time, all the time. But there's people like me who want to see more than just that, and so what we're trying to do is really just shine a spotlight on the guys who, may someday be on the network, maybe in NXT or on Raw, but are developing their craft right now. And at the same time, we're providing financial support to these companies and helping them grow their rosters and upgrade stuff. And I mean, for me, it's a win-win, everybody in wrestling wins. And I'm pretty, it's still pretty hard to come to grips with the fact that I've been involved in all of this.
Now, how does it work in terms of the $20 fee? I guess it's $20 per month, or you can do an annual fee for $12.95. I mean, is this a Flow Sports subscription where if, for example, you are a fan of professional wrestling and marching band, you'll be able to watch all of that stuff?
I would say, because I'll watch a step dancing competition, no problem.
Or is it $20 for each channel?
So if you do the monthly subscription, it is per channel, per sport. But we just launched, the Universal annual subscription launched 2 months ago, I think it was, when we officially we launched it. I think that might have been July. So if you pay the $150 a year for the annual subscription, it works out to about $12.50 a month or so, and you get a Universal Pass, all access to all the sites that we currently have and any sites that we launch in the future. And, if you're a combat sports fan, obviously there's not a lot of crossover between, let's say professional wrestling and maybe cheerleading. There's not a lot of people who are going to wake up on a Saturday and go, I've got to watch this gymnastics competition before I watch wrestling tonight. That doesn't happen. But if you're a combat sports fan, pro wrestling fan, there's a chance that maybe you're an MMA fan or somebody like yourself with Flow Grappling. We've got, two, three events every single weekend from around the world. There's a chance that, there's quite a bit of crossover there. And it's pretty interesting for folks like that.
So I know that one of the main concerns that wrestling fans have is that, oh my God, $20 or whatever the monthly fee is, or even the $12.95. I mean, there's no way they'll get enough subscriptions. This thing is gonna implode and go bankrupt and whatever. So essentially, this is not a standalone project. It is a channel in a much larger conglomerate. So it is exceedingly unlikely that Flow Sports is going out of business because of this attempt to do an independent wrestling streaming service.
No, I last night when I finally got to stop working for a little bit, I started looking at some of the reactions on Reddit and on your board, which I try not to go to very often because it eats away at my soul. And then on Twitter, and
a great endorsement.
There's a lot of business experts out there, man. It's pretty amazing. How much insight they have. I saw one guy that said that, we had to have 500,000 subscribers minimum to stay even break even. And I'm like, dude, if we get 500,000, I'm moving somewhere and you'll never hear from me again. Let's put it that way. People don't understand. This is not, we are not WWE. We have a much different business model, and we don't operate our platforms in the same way. I'm not in the business development department. I don't know how all that works. I don't know what the numbers are, but I do know that as a company, since I've been here in March, we have been exceedingly successful with every single vertical that we've gone into. And I fully, fully expect, people are getting tired of me saying it around here, but I fully, fully expect for Flow Slams to be one of our top verticals within 18 months. You know, that's just kind of my personal prediction. We don't have to get kind of WWE Network kind of numbers. We don't.
You basically, Flow Sports has the infrastructure to make this work. This is not something that is being built from scratch and needs to completely sustain itself.
No, man, this company is growing at an alarming rate. Every week I show up and we have like a meeting on Tuesdays with the whole company where they introduce new hires. And every single week it's like gremlins in our office. Like there are 7, 8, 9, 10 new hires. I can't keep up with everybody's name. I don't know their faces. We are growing and we are doing so on the strength of, network wide, all of our sports are doing very, 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 very well. And, you know, as we continue to grow, we'll add more non-sports, more live, different kind of competitions. And I appreciate the concern from all these people who are worried that we're going to go out of business because we're going into pro wrestling, but we're not going to go out of business because we're going into pro wrestling.
Now, let me ask this question because, obviously, you're not going to talk about specific promotions. I'm sure you're well aware everybody is asking about PWG. But a general question. Have you been in contact with promotions and or promoters who are skeptical of the idea, but you feel that after 6 months or a year of promotions that are involved with Flow seeing success, these promotions will jump on board?
Well, so I can't comment on like that aspect. I will tell you is that yesterday when the news came out, I personally was hit up by, I think it was 17 different promotions from, across America and England and really across the world. And, they're all absolutely interested. They're all, how can we get on the service? How can we do this? And, so now it's my job to kind of try to filter them and pass them on to the guys above me who do the negotiations. But, as far as I know, I'm not privy to a lot of the negotiations once we get down to, that stage. But as far as I know, we've had nothing but, we've had a lot of interest. We've had nothing but overwhelming positivity. I can't speak to PWG. Like, would I love to have PWG? Of course I would. I'm a wrestling fan. Everybody would love to have PWG. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what the status is of any of these things. I wish I could tell you. But what I will say, Matt, is like, again, we are not stopping. We are constantly on the lookout for the best independent wrestling content that we can find on the planet, the best promotions, the best partners. When I was talking.
Actually, stand by, Jeremy. We got to head to a break, but we'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Jeremy Botter, let's get some information out there about Flow Sports and your social media.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so our first event on Flow Slam, November 4th, we got Shine 38 from Florida. We're going to be rolling out some preview stuff for that early next week. And, you know, on Twitter, I'm at Jeremy Botter. Yeah, I would say don't follow me if you only want me to talk about pro wrestling, because I talk about a lot of stuff.
That's right. So check that out, Flow Sports. And we, I'm sure, will be joined by you very, very shortly talking with Dave about more of this situation. And I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Make sure you check it out, everybody. Flow Sports. Apps available, by the way, on Apple TV and Roku. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Apple TV and Roku, and you know, more apps for different platforms coming down the road.
So check that out, everybody. And we are completely out of time. I want to thank you all for listening. We are here live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. The show replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We have commercial-free replays up every day for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. That is, of course, in addition to the 8,500 shows we have in the archives at WrestlingObserver.com. Every show we have done dating back to 2005, so check that out. And that is it from here. Thanks, Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. Jeremy, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.